أعوذ بالله من الشيطان اللعين الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على محمد وعلى الطاهرين. Dear sisters and brothers in Iman, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Al-Fath, Surah number 48, Ayat 29, He says, Muhammadun Rasulullah wal-ladhina ma'ahu ashiddaw ala al-kuffar rahmahu baynahum. Muhammad, the Messenger of Allah, and those who are with him are firm of heart against the unbelievers and compassionate among themselves. The role of the Prophet is very crucial in Islam. He did not only bring the Quran, God's message, to us. His words and actions are also sources of guidance for us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has described him as a role model, uswatun hasana, for us, and has ordered us to obey and follow him. The verse that I quoted earlier is in the same theme, which talks about the believers being with him. So the question is, what does it mean that the believers are with him? This concept of ma'ahu, ma'iyyat, is important to understand. Does it refer to physical ma'iyyat and closeness? If that is the only meaning, then this verse will only apply to the Sahaba, the companions. But the verse cannot be limited to the days of the prophets. Its message transcends time and space. This is where we realize that the verse is also referring to spiritual ma'iyyat and closeness. It refers to those true believers who are with the Prophet in their beliefs and deeds. What this means is that sahabiyyat and companionship of the Prophet is indeed an honor, provided people are truly with him in their beliefs and in their deeds. It would surely not include the hypocrites who were physically with the Prophet but spiritually against him. If you truly follow the Prophet in your beliefs and deeds, then you are with him even if you came 14 centuries after him. You might not be called a Sahabi, but you can be known as the Prophet's brother if you are with him in your beliefs and deeds. Once some companions asked the Prophet, نَحْنُ إِخْوَانُكَ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ Are we your brothers, O Allah's Messenger? And the Prophet replied, لَا أَنْتُمْ أَصْحَابِي No, you are my companions. وإخواني الذين يأتون بعدي آمنوا بي ولم يروني My brothers are those who will come after me. They will believe in me even though they will not have seen me. Then the Prophet said something very amazing. He says, للعامل منهم أجر خمسين منكم The practicing one among them will be rewarded 50 times more than you. Some of the companions said, Ya Rasulullah, do you mean that the practicing one among them would be rewarded 50 times more compared to others among themselves? The Prophet said, No, I'm saying 50 times more than you. And he repeated these words three times and he says, لأنكم تجدون على الخير عوان Because you can find helpers for doing good. In other words, the Prophet was saying, You have me and the opportunity to interact with me. While they who will come after me will believe in me based on my message without having seen me or interacted with me. There is actually an example of this concept of closeness and ma'iyyat, of somebody who had not seen the Prophet. There is a person by the name of Uwais al-Qarani from Qaran in Yemen who had become a Muslim during the days of the Prophet. He had an old mother under his care. And he had this desire to go to Medina to meet the Prophet. But whenever he would ask his mother's permission, she would not allow him because she had no one else to take care of her. Finally, she permitted him to go to Medina with one condition, that when you are in Medina, you will stay there only for one day. So Uwais promised the mother that, okay, I will go there and stay in Medina only for one day and then I start coming back to Yemen. Uwais al-Qarani started his journey, went all the way from Yemen to Medina, and he went to the house of the Prophet, and inquired to see the Prophet, one of the wives of the Prophet said that he is not in town. He's not in Medina. And this was a very unfortunate situation for Uwais. But he remembered the promise that he had given to his mother. Since he wasn't able to see the Prophet, he is technically not known as a Sahabi, a companion. But his level of love and devotion was much greater than many, many Sahaba. This can be seen in the fact that when the Prophet came back to Medina, and as soon as he entered his house, without even being told that somebody from Yemen had come to see you, the Prophet said, "Tafuhu rawahil jannah min qibli Qaran." The breeze of paradise is diffusing from the direction of Qaran. "Wa shawqahu ilayka ya Uwais al-Qarani." I long to see you, O Uwais al-Qarani. Then he says, "Ala man ya من لقيه فليقرئ من السلام." Whoever meets him can convey my greetings to him. Such an expression of longing has not been seen in case of the companions. I can say that he was closer to the heart of the Prophet than many of those who lived with the Prophet in Medina itself. Let me now move on to a different angle of being with the Prophet, this concept of ma'iyyat. Look at the events of Karbala. It took place 50 years after the demise of the Prophet. And so let us ask this question: who was with the Prophet spiritually and who was not with the Prophet on that day? A minority was with Imam Hussein alayhi salatu wasalam, while the majority was with Yazid. Who was with the Prophet? Obviously, those who were with Imam Hussein were with the Prophet, while those who were with Yazidi forces were not with the Prophet. Remember the words of the Prophet quoted by Sunni sources where he says, "Husaynun minni wa ana min Husayn." I am from, Husayn is from me and I am from Husayn. So whoever was with Husayn was also with the Prophet, even if he had never seen the Prophet before. That is why when we salute the companions of Imam Husayn alayhi salam in the ziyarat, which has come from the other Imams, we address them as Ansar, the helpers. Helpers of whom? We begin by saying, "Assalamu alaykum ya Ansar ad-Din Allah." "Assalamu alaykum ya Ansar Rasulillah." "Assalamu alaykum ya Ansar Amir al-Mu'mineen." "Assalamu alaykum ya Ansar Fatima Sayyid al-Nisa' al-Alameen." "Assalamu alaykum ya Ansar Abi Muhammad al-Hasan ibn Ali al-Wali al-Nasih." "Assalamu alaykum ya Ansar Aba Abdullah." Physically, they were helpers of Imam Hussein because they were there in Karbala on the day of Ashura. But because of the spiritual affiliation through Hussein, they were also helpers of Hassan. They were also helpers of Fatima. They were also helpers of Ali. They were also helpers of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi majma'een. And they were also the helpers of the deen and the religion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Similarly, those who presently support the cause of Imam Hussein alayhi salam, they are with the Prophet. And those who agree with Yazid are surely not with the Prophet. So by following the Quran and the Ahlul Bayt, we can also be with the Prophet, even though we came to this world 14 centuries after him. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep all of us in his protection. And may he always keep us firm on our path of Muhammad and Ali Muhammad, salawatullah alayhi ajma'in, wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.